Kanu Above and Kanu Below, a folktale from Sierra Leone. Kanu Above and Kanu Below were both great chiefs. Kanu Above lived in the skies. Kanu Below lived on earth with his beautiful daughter. He loved her very much. But one day, Kanu Above said, "I want her to come and live with me." So, Kanu Above took her up to Sky Country, while Kanu Below sat alone. He wept for his missing daughter and began to neglect his chiefly duties. One day, his underchief came to Kanu Below and said, "I must speak with you. Someone has come into our village who is making trouble. His name is Spider, and he is weaving sticky webs over everyone's doorways. People are tripping and hurting themselves. What shall we do?" Kanu Below said,
"Send Spider to me."
Spider came and listened as Kanu Below explained why he should not spin harmful webs across people's doorways. Then Kanu Below went back to his people and said,
"We will keep Spider among us for a while. Yes, he has caused some difficulties, but he also has much good in him."
And it was so. 2 days later, Kanu Below was approached by another underchief, saying,
"Oh, Kanu Below, another stranger has entered our village. His name is Rat, and he is sneaking into people's houses and stealing rice, meat, and koala nuts."
Again, Kanu Below asked that the stranger be brought to him.
"Rat, you cannot go into people's houses and take things that are not yours."
And again, Kanu Below spoke to his people, explaining that Rat had done some terrible things, but he had much good in him, and they would keep him in their village. And it was so. Before he knew it, Kanu Below was once more approached by a troubled underchief.
"Kanu Below, we have yet a third stranger who has entered our village. This time his name is Anteater, and he is digging up everybody's backyards. People are falling into the holes and breaking their legs. This must not go on."
"Tell Anteater to come and see me."
Kanu Below explained to Anteater that he must not dig holes because people were falling into them. Then he spoke to his people, saying,
"I think we should keep Anteater in our village. Yes, he has caused some trouble, but he also has much good in him."
And it was so. Time passed, and one day another underchief approached Kanu Below.
"Kanu, another stranger has entered our village. His name is Fly, and he is biting and stinging people on their necks and behinds. Whatever shall we do?"
"Tell Fly to come and see me."
Again, Kanu explained how his people must not be bitten. Then he said to his chiefs,
"It is true that Fly has hurt many people, but he has much good in him as well. I think he should stay in our village."
And it was so. Many days passed, and Kanu Below was still very sad. He spent most of the day weeping for his missing daughter. One day, he called his people together and said,
"If only someone could climb up into the sky and speak to Kanu Above about my daughter. Perhaps he would listen and return her to me."
Most people were afraid of Kanu Above because he was so powerful, so no one volunteered to go. Then Spider, in a little voice, said,
"Kanu Below, I will go for you. I will spin a web up into the sky."
Then other voices joined Spider's and said, "You have treated us well.
We would like to help, too."
So it was that Spider spun his web and fastened it onto a cloud. Spider, rat, anteater, and fly climbed it and began walking around Sky Country, calling for Kanu above.
"We come from Kanu below,
who misses his daughter very much.
Please return her to him."
Kanu above heard them and approached, glaring at them.
"Very well. Come and sit down, and we shall have some food."
He whispered to one of the women, and Fly decided to follow her to the kitchen. When the food was served, Fly buzzed to his friends.
"Do not eat the meat! It has been poisoned!"
So Rat, Anteater, and Spider said,
"Thank you, sir, but we don't eat meat in our country."
"No, thank you.
Never touch the stuff."
Instead, they politely nibbled from their bowls of rice and palm oil sauce. Soon it was time to go to bed. They had no sooner entered their sleeping quarters when they heard doors and windows being locked from the outside. Days went by, and they had nothing to eat or drink. Finally, Rat said,
"This is a job for me,"
and began gnawing through the wood. Then he went to various houses and stole rice and nuts and meat and fed his friends. When Kanu's men saw that Spider, Rat, Anteater, and Fly were still alive, they brought brush to set fire to the house. Anteater said,
"Here is a job for me."
Anteater began to dig. Faster and faster he dug. Finally, he dug a hole right under the wall. The four friends escaped. Kanu above said to himself,
"These creatures are very clever."
He explained to them,
"I will return the child if you can pick her out from all the other children here."
Fly buzzed into the dressing room and noticed one girl who received no help from the others. She had to braid her own hair and put on her own beads, bracelets, and ankle jewelry. Fly flew back to his friends and cautioned them,
"The girls will all be dressed alike, but watch which one jumps. That will be Kanu Below's daughter."
Fly buzzed over all the girls and spotted the one he knew to be the outsider.
He bit her. Whoop!
She immediately jumped. The four friends grabbed her and said,
"This is the one.
We choose her.
Kanu above said,
"You are very clever indeed. Take the girl, and here are four koala nuts for her father to show my admiration for the four of you."
So the four friends climbed back down with their precious cargo and presented the happy girl to her father, along with the four koala nuts. Kanu below said to his people,
"See this? You wanted to banish these four from our village, but it is they who have returned my daughter to me. I am so grateful to them that I have decided they will be my underchiefs from now on."
And it was so. An ecosystem like the Earth has many kinds of animals and plants. Each is different and has its own special job. This is called biodiversity. It's the differences among species that make the Earth or any ecosystem strong and able to survive. Kanu below knew this, but his people had to learn it from some very interesting little characters. The next time you're in the woods or in your local park, look around. See how many different animals and plants you can find.